This is JIS News. Coming up, CDA says state care should be a last resort for children. Government implementing programs to address unemployment among youth and plans being worked on to create a comprehensive integrated national earthquake program. The details after the break.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, the CDA, Carla Francis Edey, is urging parents to use state care as a last resort for children considered to be exhibiting uncontrollable behavior. She says most of the parents of children within state care simply take advantage of the system.
It's 1% of those 5,226 children were abandoned, which means that all these children have parents. And so we have to get back to the place where they are held up responsible for their children. It is when they have exhausted all avenues, then the state should come in to assist these parents. But parents have to go back to being responsible for their children and the state being the last resort.
Mrs. Francis Edey says already parental training seminars have started on the western end of the island, with plans to have these seminars island-wide. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says a number of programs have been implemented by the government to address the unemployment rate among youth in Jamaica. Minister Hanna cites initiatives such as the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, and the establishment of a Job Seekers Registry.
The JEEP program afforded 15,000 jobs created in the first phase, and certainly the second phase will target 35,000 persons. And in speaking with Minister Omar Davies, we have certainly said to him that a number of young persons have to be a part of the JEEP program. A potential 40,000 persons could gain employment in the private sector through the establishment of the Job Seekers Registry at the Ministry of Labour in collaboration with the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce.
Additionally, Minister Hannes says the National Centre for Youth Development will be continuing their programme of youth entrepreneurial training, which helps youth on the corner to start businesses. Minister Hannes was addressing the launch of a resource guidebook, Services for Urban Youth, in Kingston on Tuesday. The resource guidebook was unveiled by the Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says there's a need for a system to test the reaction of buildings in Jamaica, especially schools, to earthquakes registering over magnitude 5 on the Richter scale. He says a catastrophic earthquake poses probably the greatest natural hazard threat to the economy, and as a result, the government has been working towards a comprehensive integrated national program.
The government of Jamaica, through ADPEP and other strategic partners, is working towards a comprehensive integrated national program aimed at reducing the loss of life and property. Attention to building codes and community awareness are therefore high on the agenda. Building Bill is now with the chief parliamentary. We're also needed for that, the building code, and we hope we are able to get those two pieces of our laws in place to ensure that buildings going up will meet the standards, the codes we use to regulate them are modern and effective.
Minister Arscott was speaking at the recent launch of Earthquake Awareness Week. The observance of Earthquake Awareness Week runs from January 20 to 26 under the theme 7.8. We're ready. You ready? The College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, has received assistance from the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, AICA, to restore teaching facilities for protected agriculture at the institution. The facilities were damaged during Hurricane Sandy in October last year. The donation from AICA includes seedlings, agrochemicals, shade netting and galvanized piping material to restore shade house facilities.
They have the kind of network in every country in the hemisphere and the kind of flexibility to respond very quickly, as is evidenced here. And the ministry will continue to work very closely with CASE.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.